the marketing side of what led to the demise of hemp was brilliant. And probably one of the greatest marketing achievements ever, because that branding of hemp as being marijuana has lasted 85 years.
That was Jeff Whaling. He's the chairman of the National Hemp Association. And I'm Eric Herlock, the digital editor at Lancaster Farming Newspaper. And on today's podcast, we'll hear the first part of my interview with Jeff, getting his insight on building the hemp supply chain in Pennsylvania and how the legal landscape surrounding hemp has changed just in the past few years. So we'll take a quick sponsor break and then we'll dive right in with Jeff. Stick around. Hey everybody, it's Eric again. I'm just here to let you know that you could be a sponsor for the podcast. That's right, you could get your products and message out to the millions of people that are about to listen to our show. So call 717-721-4449 and talk to those folks about advertising on the podcast. Okay, thanks. Back to the show. Hey, welcome back. So a few weeks ago, I sat down with Jeff Whaling, and we talked about industrial hemp. We talked for a really long time, and what I'm going to do is break up that conversation over a few different podcasts. Okay, so we'll just jump right in.
My name's Jeff Whaling. I am the chairman of the National Hemp Association, which is the largest hemp advocacy group in the nation. We have more than 50,000 supporters and members across the country, people who are supportive of hemp, but also people who are in the industry.
Back in June of this year, I had the opportunity to hear Jeff give a presentation at Four Seasons Produce in Ephrata, Pennsylvania.
Welcome, everyone. As David said, my name is Jeff Whaling. I live in Fleetwood, Pennsylvania.
And there were all kinds of people in attendance. There was law enforcement and business leaders, politicians, policymakers, all kinds of folks. And one of the things that Jeff said in this presentation was how he thought Lancaster, Berks, and Lehigh counties could be the epicenter of hemp production, not only in the state, but potentially in the whole country.
And to make the Berks, Lancaster, and Lehigh areas the epicenter for the return of hemp, not only in Pennsylvania, but in the nation.
So let's hear what Jeff has to say about that.
Well, I actually think that that is very achievable. If you look at the three counties, not only have they had their existence deeply rooted in the hemp crop, but we now have all of the major components that are required in order to build a hemp industry. Obviously, we have very successful farmers. We have lots of farmland. We have an incredible highway distribution system. We have technologies with Penn State being in Lancaster, Lehigh University in Lehigh, Kutztown University, Rodale Institute in Berks County. We have all of the beginning threads that we can weave into an industry. And certainly, we need to do this slowly. And with the assistance of universities, we will be able to create a true supply chain to figure out how close do farms need to be together to a centralized processing center. There is no such equipment in North America. Although there were many plants in Iowa and other states, those are long gone. We are starting from scratch. Remember, this is a crop that we're 80 years behind on. And, you know, we cannot flick a switch and overnight be, competitive with other commodity crops. Every step of the way, we will need to get some sort of a governmental approval. And we'll need to make sure that there is research to back bringing products to market. We think that with a combination of farmland, great farming techniques, farming experience and education, and companies like Four Seasons Produce that can help distribute product that is grown here and take it into the marketplace, I think that we have all of the pieces of the puzzle within these three counties.
Okay, so how did we get to this point? How did we go from illegal hemp to legal industrial hemp. Give us a little background on that.
So the 2014 Farm Bill had a Section 7606 in it. The title of that was the Legitimacy of Industrial Hemp Research. That allowed for states to introduce legislation that was Farm Bill compliant, that allowed for the states to start research plots. 32 states took on that challenge, and they each came up with their own idea of permitting and what research was. Here in Pennsylvania, in year one, it was a very small program, 5-acre plots, and they were only going to allow 20 of those research permits. They were $3,000 each. And it was really to figure out, you know, what was the potential for this crop? Would it grow here? What kind of varietals would grow, and what should we be expecting? Since that time, certainly Secretary Redding has been working with Governor Wolf. They've expanded the permitting where this year there were 50 permits of up to 100 acres each for farmers or research institutions. And then there was a second tier of permitting for institutes of higher learning, like a Thomas Jefferson or a Lehigh University or a Penn State, that could have unlimited acreage so that they could start to study the supply chain. During that whole process, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who has been an advocate for hemp because he sees that hemp can help replace the losses from tobacco that Kentucky have experienced. He has now worked with the industry and with Kentucky, who are one of the leaders in hemp growth in the United States right now, to introduce an amendment to the 2018 Farm Bill. He's taken the language from his standalone Senate bill called the Hemp Farming Act
2018,
which is moving through the U.S. Senate as a standalone bill, and there is an identical companion bill moving through the House. But he also was smart enough to take the language from that bill and introduce it to replace Section 7607 of the 2014 Farm Bill. So we have a complete piece of legislation within the Farm Bill that will cure all of the challenges that hemp currently faces in America.
So then it would no longer be illegal to grow.
Right. So the language of the Hemp Farming Act, it removes hemp from the controlled substances, because currently hemp is controlled like LSD, believe it or not. And although we are the largest importing nation of hemp from around the world, and that is totally legal and permissible, we are the only importing nation that does not have a national policy, because our legislators have looked at it as being as dangerous as LSD, which is not.
So how much hemp do we import in the U.S.?
So we import about $1 billion worth right now, and it comes in various forms. What most people neglect to take into account is that hemp seed and hemp fiber, because of the United Nations Single Treaty on Drugs that permits fiber and seed to be excluded, has always been legal. And that's why we have been able to import it. And we import it, shampoos and soaps and cosmetics and clothing. We import it across the board. Those jobs should be here for American farmers and for farmers here in Pennsylvania.
So what has to happen next in Pennsylvania for us to get in front of this? As in, how do we not screw this up?
Well, I think that the all of the foundation is there already. It took some, I'll say, encouragement. Others might say some pushing on my part. It really took us convincing the Secretary and the Department that we should put in place, under Pennsylvania's current legislation, all of what is necessary to start building an industry so that we can really start to study that supply chain. They responded very favorably. They provided us with that opportunity. It really is up to our industry. Our current legislation in Pennsylvania has a sunset clause. We were smart enough to make sure that that was in there so that when federal legislation was introduced, Pennsylvania's legislation would sunset in a year. So we are waiting for the federal law to come into account, and we're looking now at how we start to build the supply chain and the processing center so that we will be ahead of the curve once federal law's in place. And certainly USDA is going to quickly start to move towards creating a regulatory framework for hemp, working with the Attorney General's office and working with the FDA so that they can kickstart this industry.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. And thank you all for listening. We're going to pick up more of this conversation in some future episodes of the Lancaster Farming Podcast. So until then, I'm your host, Eric Herlock, and we'll see you in the newspaper.